When I was a young boy, I knew a woman who firmly believed that electric light bulbs must be kept in their sockets at all times, even when the power was turned off. Otherwise, the electricity would escape and go to waste. She grew up in an age before electric light was common, and the nights were lit with flickering gaslight and candles. A while later in my life, an old man I knew asked me in confidence how he should process or develop some newfangled videotapes he'd been given. He was more used to dunking black and white film in chemicals and exposing prints under sunlight. I myself remember believing in Father Christmas and tooth fairies. I was, of course, once a child. What silly notions, really. Escaping electricity, developing magnetic tape in wet solutions, an old man dressed in a red costume that came down the chimney, and fairies. But none of us knew any different at the time. I'm writing a book at the moment about my childhood and how things have changed. When adding to it recently, I found myself pondering over dim and distant summer Sundays back in the 1950s. There was a favourite picnic spot in a field full of buttercups and daisies, right next to the railway line. It was here where my mother, the woman so used to gaslight, and my father, the keen photographer, and myself, the child so eager to know what Santa did during the summer, used to sit and wave at steam trains chugging by. What an odd thing to do. People would think me off with the fairies if I did that today. But secretly I hanker after a time when it wasn't considered odd and strangers on trains waved back at you.